Now, when you put together the book here, mm-hmm. Suicide, What Really Happens in the Afterlife, let's talk now about the channeling involved here. Mm-hmm. Are the channelers, was a person on this plane, but they were talking to the spirit guides. Now, did the spirit guides at one point, did they commit suicide when they were alive?
Some of them had committed suicide, and that's why they became spirit guides to other suicides. Sort of like, I guess, Alcoholics Anonymous in some ways.
So why weren't they burning in hell like they're supposed to, I guess, if you commit suicide?
Well, basically because although there is a certain amount of self-fulfilling prophecy in death, just as there can be in life, and that some of your expectations, at least initially, are going to get met. Okay, because you only perceive what you expect to perceive.
All right, what do the spirit guides say about the suicide victims once these people have passed on?
Are you talking about the suicide bomber victims or just
suicide victims in general? I mean, do they realize what they've done? Do they want to come back? Do they say they've made a mistake? What are they talking about?
Well, for traditional suicides, a great many of them don't realize they've succeeded and, in fact, may continue to keep trying to kill themselves because they don't, you know, their body still feels alive. And especially if they were a skeptic of an afterlife and didn't believe there was such a thing as an afterlife, they can't get it through their heads that they're dead. And it's very frustrating. That's, again, where you may see some psychokinesis happen as they are, you know, trying to get people to listen to them and, you know, by golly, why aren't they listening to me? They're ignoring me. Kind of like what happened in The Sixth Sense with that guy.
Yeah.
Who is so frustrated. They have lots and lots of regrets. And many of them, as soon as they have succeeded at committing suicide, actually change their minds and wish they could get back into the body, and they can't. And they're very frustrated.
So they realize that they made this huge mistake.
Yes, many of them do. Some of them, of course, it takes them a while to realize they're actually dead. But once they do realize it and try to get back in the body, realize, you know, they see their own body, say, hanging from a rafter, and they can't get back in.
I was always taught in my little catechism classes that if you commit suicide, you go to hell. And I was not kidding there when I asked you, why then are they still floating around in the afterlife? Why aren't they burning in fire and brimstone? Is it because suicide victims aren't punished?
Well, we punish ourselves, in essence. It's not a case where you have somebody that judges you from the outside. One of the things that happens to everybody who dies, from what I can tell, is you do a life review and self-judgment, but you are the one judging yourself. And in fact, just as in life, where sometimes we may be harsher on ourselves than others, they can sometimes be very harsh on themselves, and you have the spirit guides kind of go, no, no, you don't have to be that, you know, rough on yourself, you know, look at the good you did too. But they're very aware of the suffering they caused other people, especially loved ones left behind. And that can be a huge part of their personal suffering and grief and, you know, purgatory or hell, if you want to call it that.